Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the BC. It is Sunday, the 30th of November, Anno Domini 2008, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Chris Reich.
And we're going to be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, a couple of things you can lose, nothing to choose.
Well, we could.
This is louder than that.
Wow. Wow, I'm louder on your headphones than in real life.
Yeah.
I'll take that challenge.
See if we can blow Steve's eardrums.
Yep. All right, the first thing I want to do is talk about the poll of the week that we actually get that in.
What? Before that, should we apologize for last week, even though there was nothing we could do about it?
We never apologize.
It's a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
There
were some technical glitches last week in the recording for last week. Chris has done his best, and we'll see.
There is no best to be done.
Irrecoverable.
It's irrecoverable.
Yep. It is what it is.
We're doing our best to prevent that this week.
When we fork over the Soundbites archives to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame,
right,
that will be one of our lost episodes.
It will be. The lost episodes.
But, Nick, you were talking about the poll.
I were. And I are. We do a poll every week at soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you. And most of the polls come from a news story, as, coincidentally, does this week's poll. Microsoft will deliver Windows Vista Service Pack 2 to manufacturing in April 2009, 2 months, yeah, 2 months after it issues a final test version to users, according to a website that accurately predicted several Windows ship dates in 2008. TechArp.com, a Malaysian website that nailed the release to manufacturing dates for Vista Service Pack 1 and XP Service Pack 3 earlier this year, said that Microsoft will post a release candidate, the final test version of SP2, in February of 2009, finish the service pack next April, and offer it to users via download from the website at some point thereafter. Microsoft, of course, says they don't have any idea when it's going to be released, and they don't know, but this website has been pretty good. Service Pack 2 should include Windows Search 4, Bluetooth 2.1 wireless support, faster resume from sleep when a wireless connection has been broken, and support for Blu-ray. Now, some of those features, including Windows Search and the Bluetooth support, have been available to Vista users for months through individual updates. At any rate, there we are. Of course, Service Pack 2 will require Service Pack 1. Microsoft isn't going to let you get away with anything. And that is our poll. So the poll of the week is Vista SP2 is due in April, and the choices are, can't wait, I'll probably install it, I'll wait for Windows 7, thanks, Max forever, and the Linux FTW, which of course, as we all know, is short for the win.
Thank you for explaining that.
Sure.
Now we all know what it means.
So far, yeah.
Well, it is cool that they're going to support Blu-ray. Now, is that going to be the first OS available with Blu-ray? I don't know of another right now.
Native OS support, maybe. There is,
assuming, of course, they make it.
The big question is, how many folks really give a rat's
butt? Well, that's the big thing, too. There are third-party data recording programs for the Mac. Toast will let you record a Blu-ray data disc, and at 50 gigabytes per disc, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
But Blu-ray authoring, there's still too much copy protection involved, and that's one of the things that Jobs had said when someone asked him about Blu-ray support. There's so much copy protection. And in fact, you don't have it in your news, I'm surprised, that Apple got bit by a copy protection bug this week.
Yeah.
For people that have purchased HD content on the iTunes Store, and you want to play it on your big screen monitor, part of the HD format, as defined by the formatting body, is something called HDCP, High Definition Copy Protection. You must have an HDCP-compliant monitor in order to play your video on an external monitor. Very few monitors are. So when you try to...
Wait, I need to go back and get this straight in my head. The monitor has to be copy protection compliant.
Yes.
The monitor.
Yep.
Huh?
All good reasons not to advance.
It's a Mac.
Blu-ray,
I guess we don't...
This isn't Mac.
The
this is
monitor.
Blu-ray. It's the same problem as happened on the Windows world.
Monitor, though?
Well, because the copy,
explain, Lucy.
The copy protection, the people who pushing for copy protection on the media content didn't want you to plug in a recorder to your monitor connector and steal Blu-ray movies. So now
it must be so sad to go through life not trusting anyone ever for anything.
I know. So paranoid that you're constantly doing a 360 to see if anybody's coming to attack you.
Yeah. But Steve's talking about commercial media. He's talking about movies.
A movie
and
that you buy.
Shows.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm talking about the ability of the OS to record data disks and
Right.
Yeah, but again, they like we're saying though, is the paranoia is everything is assumed that you're guilty before proven innocent.
I just read read something about that with AC/DC's new album. They're doing all this promotion online about their new album. It's in the new Rock Band game, but AC/DC does not have any legal digital downloads anywhere on any digital store. So their sales figures came out, and people are estimating that more than four times as many illegal downloads occurred than legal purchases. If they would have made it available for legal purchase, they probably would have converted many of those illegal downloads.
Yep. My daughter buys stuff from the iTunes store all the time because I told her I reserve the right to look through all your stuff. If I find anything that's not legal, you're done now.
Yep.
But still,
yeah,
it's so cheap.
Right.
I mean, cheese and crackers, it's 99 cents for a song.
Well, a lot of people, and I think this is one of the contentions I've read with AC/DC, they're still on the album concept. They don't want to sell individual songs. They only want to sell the album at a time, whether that's a record album or a CD album. I still call them albums because it is an album.
Yes, it is.
It's just on a CD.
Right.
And they don't want to sell individual songs. But then there's singles. We've had singles for it, and the stupidest thing I've seen is a CD single. Wasting a 700 meg CD with one song.
The EPs with three or four or five songs on them.
Well, I like those. Well, and that's stuff that you don't get otherwise.
And a lot of times that's the contention from the other side, from consumers. You know, there's only one good song on the album anyway. Why should I spend $20 to buy one song?
Right. When you can download it for 99 cents.
Right. Or download it easier for free if I can't find it legally anywhere.
Well, you're coming back to my argument about the video content.
Yeah.
What good is it to have to see the scales on the dinosaurs when the show sucks in the first place?
Yeah.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things I saw. It was one of the first Spider-Man movies, I think it was. We went to it on the IMAX. And this is a theatrical movie in whatever super quality it was. But since the IMAX was so big, you could see a lot of the defects and hidden things that they normally take out. And they probably did take out for a regular movie screen.
Right.
And you wouldn't see them.
Well, a lot of actors are very upset about the high def in general.
Oh, yes. The pores in their skin.
Yeah, you can see every little blemish and every little problem that they, from a distance or even on a... The problem is the way you make up for movies and the way you make up for television are very different. The cameras are different. The lights are different. So the makeup is different. And on television, the makeup is much lighter. And whereas you can trowel it on for a movie and look pristinely perfect, you're going to see some defects on television. There are a lot of movie people who will not do television because really up close, they don't look that good.
Ah.
And this sort of leaks into the transition next year, February 17th, 2009, analog TV broadcast will stop. And a lot of people have been misinformed, mostly by cable companies, that you have to upgrade to digital cable. You have to buy a new high-definition television. No, you don't.
You don't have to do either of those.
You don't have to do either of those. If you're using rabbit ears now to pick up analog TV broadcast, you need to get a converter box.
And rabbit ears or an antenna on the roof.
Right, an antenna on the roof. You need to get a converter box. The boxes run about $50, and you can get a $40 coupon from the government. And then you can still receive digital broadcast television.
Can you still get that coupon? I know it was going to end. That
no, I think
it's
still
valid. Okay.
Yeah, because they're still trying to get the public educated in the fact that there still is the fact that's why every day on the news you always see that banner going across the bottom, warning folks, getting the word out just so they can say that they did their part.
But you have to look close because a lot of times the cable companies are saying that you have to buy digital cable. And
you don't.
And you don't have to buy a new TV.
You can use regular old analog cable.
Right. If you're still having analog cable, that works just fine. This is only for analog broadcast.
And
this is only necessary if you get your television via rabbit ears or an antenna on the roof.
I've got I've got the high def TV, and I've got the regular cable coming in, basic cable. But then I went out and bought this other antenna at Radio Shack. It looks like the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, the digital antennas.
And that's how I get all my high-def channels.
In fact, a lot of times, the digital
broadcast... I don't pay for a high-def because I refuse to pay for those other channels right now, giving them any more money when I can get these others for free.
And a lot of times, the high-definition broadcast channels, all the local channels are broadcasting in high def, and most of them have three or four streams,
yep.
are better quality than you get even on digital cable because cable's compressed.
But you know what the right. one difference, though? And I noticed this because the wife had, we were watching Channel 10. So she had it in regular TV in the den, and I had it on HD. There's a delay.
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
They're not synced perfectly. I hear on my TV, and then all of a sudden, a few seconds later, I hear
well,
it.
What's, and I've noticed that at my house, too. What's weird is the digital cable seems to come first before the analog cable, and I would have thought it was the other way around.
Yeah.
The compression-decompression time in the digital cable should take longer.
You would think so.
I would think.
Well, one thing we should probably do is now it's a good segue to move on over to, since it's been Turkey Day has passed.
Turkey Day is past.
And Santa has officially come down the road Macy's. We should start probably over the next few weeks telling folks what we think about the items if they're going to go shopping for Christmas.
And I want to start.
Go right ahead. Oh,
I have a...
The one story, though. Did you... The guy in Walmart?
Walmart, yeah. Be careful.
Guy that got trampled to
trampled
death?
Trampled to death. Well, one guy trampled to death. Three or four people trampled. A pregnant lady, too. People mad they had to walk around the paramedics to get into the store.
Yeah, right.
Well, because they had a 50-inch plasma for $800.
Right.
But, yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah.
That's you first.
So be nice when you're going to the store, please. Right. And be nice when you're parking, please.
Let me suggest,
shop
as
online.
A stocking yeah. stuffer, a computer tune-up. I'm sure if you went to Steve or to Dave and said, I would like a coupon for a computer tune-up, for my sweetie, for a stocking stuffer, that they would do that.
Yes, we would. Matter of fact, we've got these special cards that were also including the brand new, fully revised version 2 of the Soundbites CD.
Which I didn't get to this week. I just didn't. But so think about this as a nice stocking stuffer or a present in a box. I don't know about you guys. We do a lot of that, coupons and things. If something didn't come in or whatever, you cut out the picture and this should be arriving in a week or whatever. We do a lot of that in our family. But a nice coupon, either in the stocking or in a box, that says one computer tune-up. I think that it consider how many calls do we get here? How much email do we all get? My computer's running a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the personal questions when we're out and about the town.
Yes, oh my God. Oh my, yesterday, I have to tell you this, not yesterday, the day before, we all went out on, it's Black Friday. We say we're not going anywhere, we're not going to do a thing.
You didn't.
About middle of the afternoon, Elaine says, we should go to a movie. Okay, no, that
it's,
works.
That's doable.
All right, I'll give you that.
But
that
wait,
works.
Where though?
Well, we went to, now wait till you hear this, okay?
Oh,
We decided we were going to see Quantum of Solace, the new James Bond film, and we were going to do it at the Regal Henrietta.
Did you take Amelia?
We did take Amelia.
Because we were wondering if it's okay for Matthew.
No.
That's the rest of the story?
Amelia's 16.
Matthew's
what?
10.
10. Okay, so there's a difference.
Yeah. What part
it should
no
be fine.
Was not clear,
it
Steve.
Should mostly be fine. Mostly. It depends on you, but mostly it's fine. At any rate, so she says, about two, the movie's at like 4:30 or whatever it is. 2:00, she says, you know what? Let's leave a little early and stop and buy new phones.
Uh-oh.
This was your wife speaking?
The Verizon system was down most of the day because we're Verizon dealers and we couldn't sell a phone.
Wow.
So I said, all right, because I wanted her to understand that out in the real world, there are lines that people wait in, and things take time, and getting places takes time.
Yeah.
If only we really had transporters. You know, if something starts at 2, she is ready to leave the house at 2.
I know
so
the type.
I said, all right, get in the car, honey. Not a problem. Honey? So we went there. We pull into the place. We instantly find a parking spot. We walk into the place, and the lady says, well, we've got about an hour and a half wait. I went, inside my head, of course. Outside, I'm going, oh. And she says, but over at the Circuit or the City or whatever they're calling themselves this week, Circuit City, they have a new name. The City, I think it is.
Probably because of the bankruptcy, but go ahead.
Whatever. They said, we have a kiosk over there. And it's not a kiosk. It's an area the size of the studio with all the phones. I think she called it a kiosk, so I was a little askance. She said, and I just talked to them, and there's nobody there. Okay. So we go out, we pull up, and we're on Henrietta Road. Well,
they're telling that to everyone who comes into Circuit City, right? So they all went over to the other place.
Well, that's what I was worried about. Yeah, that's the thing I was worried about. So we pull out, and what happens? I instantly get a brake to turn left. I hardly touched my brakes at all. We pull into the place, again, a parking spot right in the front. Of course, I got the handicap tag, so that's less unusual than it could be. We go in. There was one person ahead of us in line. They were just at the end of their transaction. We spent the next hour and change getting our three phones, setting them up, turning them on, doing all of this. Got back in the car. No traffic getting to the movie. Pulled in. The movie was fine. Got our popcorn and got into our seats and even saw the trailers before the movie started. It was like God had cleared out Henrietta for us.
There's a story.
No kidding. On Black Friday.
And in the film, all three phones went off, right?
No, we made sure we turned them all off. I think Amelia's sleeping with hers on her pillow. She has not let that thing out of her hands since.
I think that there's a story, I think, by Asimov, a short story about a guy who has a friend that's a writer, and he's always complaining he never has any time to do anything, and never has any time to write because he's always waiting for waiters, waiting for elevators, waiting for the bus, whatever. So this guy happens to know a demon who fixes it. So the friend never has to wait for anything. Mm-hmm. He sets down his wine glass. The waiter's there to pour it again. He walks up to the elevator. The door opens. The guy gives up writing because that's when he did all his thinking.
Yep.
Is during the waiting time.
Well, we did not wait. It was great.
If anyone remembers the name of that story, I want to read it again.
Yeah. That was great. It was just astonishing. God was over my shoulder the whole time. We got everything done. Of course, the problem with that is Elaine didn't learn any kind of lesson off it.
And she's going to think it's that way all the time.
Right.
And yet it was Black Friday. You would have thought, oh, and here's a tip. If you're going to go out on Black Friday, by the time we got out of the movie at about 6, truly, every place was empty.
Well, yeah, because they've been open since, Dark 30.
So if you go out later in the afternoon, apparently, as we did, by 2 o'clock,
Everybody
else is exhausted and has gone home.
All the best sales are over at 6 a.m. or something ridiculous.
Yeah, right,
like
right.
Yeah, but going back there, I want to backtrack just for a minute there. You happened to mention our two shops, though. But I know you're too modest to mention it, but folks should also consider getting Ask Nick.
What a lovely idea.
I mean,
that's AskNick.com.
Thank you very much. Very well done. You've been waiting to do that. I left it hanging earlier.
What was that again?
That's AskNick.com.
And, you know, I mean, just like, you know, get the machine, you know, we'll get the machines in, we'll get them tuned up and everything else, but for the mere pittance that folks pay
for. $15 a year.
For a full year, and the information that you're constantly doing, the updates and the tips and everything else, is an ongoing thing for folks. Once they've been to our shops to get it tuned up, go to you, sign up for that, and again, between the two, you know, you're saving quite a bit of money, and we're going to keep your machines running year long, and you're just going to gain that much more information.
Well, I have to go on a little rant for a minute. It's when you take your computer into the shop, give them a couple of days. When it's a holiday season, give them a few more days. When it's a holiday weekend where all the kids came home and brought their computers with them, give them a few more days. We had a customer complained after 2 days, came, picked up his computer. Oh, you've had 2 days. That's plenty enough time. You should have had it done by now. I'm mad and left. And then got mad when we wanted to charge him for the work we had done.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I had one come in and say, brought it in Monday afternoon and said, I'd like to pick it up on Wednesday. And I said, I'd like to also win the lottery.
Yeah, I've brought it in, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Might have been Wednesday. So my son is leaving for college on Sunday. Can I have it back by then?
If you want to pay rush service.
Sure.
You have it fixed. Yeah, you want it working too?
Yeah. Well, I tell them if they want rush service.
Yeah.
You know, because, hello, you see all these folks here?
Yeah.
And you know, those all this, they want theirs too.
Yeah, there's like 20 people in line
ahead
of you.
But I'm going to go through withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I use it for my business. Well, use your spare computer. I don't have one.
We'll
over
sell
here,
you
we
one.
Sell you somewhere.
Right.
If it's for your business, you should have a spare computer.
Yeah. You shouldn't, if it's your business, you should, I suppose we could go off on that rant for a year.
So why don't we just go ahead and just start talking about some of the other items. I know for me, I'm seeing a lot of folks, they've been advertising it too. There's two items. One, the bigger screens. Everybody's coming into the shop and they want to go. The 17-inch now are too small, and they're looking at either the 22s or the 24s. My advice right now is on the 24-inch and bigger, hold off.
Yeah.
Because, like, right now, they're super expensive. I mean, you can get some real good deals on the 22-inch because they are so plentiful and not as new. Like we've always said, the newest thing out, you're always going to pay the higher buck. You wait a few months and it drops in price. So seriously, look at some 22-inch screens. I mean, they're gorgeous. I got two of them. I drool over those and I love them.
I just find it ironic for those of us that have grown up in the computer world, you know, 20 inches is a small monitor these days.
Yeah, it is.
I remember my first 9-inch screen and wow!
I remember how thrilled people were that the Osborne 1 came with a built-in 5-inch cathode ray tube.
Right.
Yep. And you could have green or amber?
Yes. Depending on the model. Yeah, eventually, yeah.
And the other thing that is a great marvel, which, you know, is becoming more standard with a lot of vehicles, is a GPS.
Yep.
I mean, they have dropped drastically. Before, GPSs were $400 and $500, and most folks go, I'll read a map. That's $1.50. But, right. I mean, you know, you can now get a GPS for under $100. You just put it on, and Dad doesn't have to ask for directions anymore and get lost and have your wife sit there and say, see, I told you you should have turned left back there.
That, in fact,
I should have turned around, because men don't like to turn around. There's no reverse. R is for race.
Yeah.
In a vehicle. So
they've run out of features to add to GPSs, so now they're adding all kinds of crazy things. Most GPSs now have an MP3 player built into them. So if you didn't have one already, in fact, a lot of them can download, since they're already connected to satellites, they can download stuff right onto the GPS.
Right.
So you can download MP3 podcast files and whatnot.
Yeah, so my two things would be right now so far for this week, I would say the GPS and a bigger monitor.
You can also download celebrity voices for the voice directions. I heard a guy talking about he got the John Cleese voice.
So it's John, that would almost be fun.
John Cleese telling him where to go.
Yeah. That sounds kind of weird, too. The actor tells you where to go.
Yeah, right. One of the other things that I might suggest is that you you get one of your friends a copy of Open Office, openoffice.org, which is free. Chris was talking about that. It's a great word processor, spreadsheet.
I gave my last talk program using Open Office, the Impress feature of it for a presentation.
And you'll find that it is equivalent to Microsoft Office, but a heck of a lot cheaper. And if you know somebody who would love to have a good word processing spreadsheet, presentation, database suite, but is unwilling to pay or unable to pay that sort of money, well, turn them on to openoffice.org. And if they're worried about support, you can buy support from Sun Microsystems or from the OpenOffice folks themselves. Or you can go and buy a boxed copy of Star Office from Sun, which is the same product, only when Sun sells it, they call it Star Office. And that's a mere $70 for the whole suite, plus a year's worth of support and a whole bunch of clip art and templates and other things as well. So, again, not a terribly expensive, but very nice and very flashy gift.
By the way, D. Homely said to say thank you very much. He is elated. He went up Friday night, wound up getting Open Office, went up there, and a matter of fact, I had to laugh. For you folks that don't know, this is a person that Friday night from our live chat in Second Life happened to ask about an office package. Nick told him all about Open Office because he was very dissatisfied with Microsoft Office, and he was glad that he was able to get the presentation, the PowerPoint part. He was amazed that it was in there because his original, I guess it just, the package he had just had Word, Excel, what else comes with notes?
PowerPoint.
No, he didn't have PowerPoint.
Oh, the small business edition.
Yeah.
Word, Excel, and Publisher.
Of Office. Yeah.
So
Other thing was Office. There's 27 different versions of it.
Yeah. And when he saw that it was in there, it's free. Oh, he is one happy camper.
What I love about it is, again, something I did yesterday. My wife put together a slideshow. Oh, and she did it in Microsoft Office, right, of my father-in-law's new house. Outside, inside, labeled everything, did all this thing. Sent it to me. I have openoffice.org. With one simple menu choice, I exported it to a Flash presentation.
Yep.
Threw it up on the web, and now all our far-flung relatives can go there and
see your
just with their web browser. Cool. It's all it takes. go there and click for the next one and click for the next one and click for the next. It's easy.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Yeah, he is one very... In fact, he was... The other thing he was complaining about, he pulled a Dave.
Oh, my God, no. Which did you call him at 6 a.m.?
No. He was there early the following morning saying how tired he was. And I said, why? I discovered that I could do a power presentation, and after I got going on one slide...
Yeah.
You don't have to explain anymore. Been there, done that.
For those of you who don't know, Dave has always been, I don't know what's the word I want to use, obsessive about being online. And I helped him get online with broadband at one point.
See, it's all your fault.
It is all my fault. And he had been on dial-up, and I helped him get started with broadband. And he was just hunched over his machine, staring at the screen like he was about to dive into it. And I said to him, are you okay? You all right there, Dave? Okay, I'm going to go home now. I'm leaving. It's the very first time Dave was not polite to me. It was not. He normally gets up, sees you out the door, shakes your hand, whatever he's doing. This is like, yeah, take a hike.
Get out of here.
I'm done with you now.
I said, do you want me to call you later so you can go home and go? Because this was in his office. Because you can go home and go to bed. This is before his home and office were in the same building. Yep. He said, no, I'm fine. I'll be fine. I said, I'll call you at 11. He says, no, I'm good. Okay, so I didn't call him in the morning. Next morning was 6:30. Mm-hmm. The phone rings. You son of a... Morning, Dave. How are you?
I was up all night. But I had fun.
And that's all that
and
counts.
And it hasn't stopped since.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, Dave, you've piqued my curiosity. You mentioned who's this fella that was not satisfied with Microsoft Office.
Well, he was well, just very friendly. DeHomely.
DeHomely.
It's his second life name.
Yes. What about Microsoft Office is he dissatisfied with?
I didn't bother going into that.
Okay. He didn't get, he had the small business idea or whatever it is, whatever it's called.
All right.
It didn't have PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Whatever version he got, and I don't think it's a small business.
And he expected that it did.
That's what he wanted it for.
Okay. Yeah. So, in case I'm not reading the package, perhaps.
Well, whatever. But the point is that, or maybe it came with his machine. It didn't come with PowerPoint or whatever.
Right. That's what I think. I think it was preloaded.
Yeah. And so whatever he got didn't have PowerPoint, and he was unhappy.
Probably had to pay a lot of bucks to get PowerPoint.
Right. Well, you buy the Office Suite. You can't. I don't even think you can buy it.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
anymore.
Funny. The individual programs are $200 each, or you buy the Suite for $400.
Right.
Because we've had customers that do that. They buy, all I need is Word. All right, $200. I don't want to pay $400. And then they come back a few weeks later. Oh, okay, I need Excel. Well, why don't you buy the Suite? Oh, I've already got 200 in Word, so 200 for Excel. And then they come back a few weeks later. Oh, I better get PowerPoint, too. 200 for PowerPoint. So Microsoft does that on purpose, I think.
Yes, they do. Of course they do.
Well, how much do you charge them for OpenOffice.org?
Absolutely free.
Absolutely nothing.
Here's how you download. Although, if they don't know how to download it themselves, we can set up a service.
There you go.
Yes.
Some people are just scared of installing software themselves.
On the Soundbite CD, we include it. And it's right there on the CD that when you put in the CD and select one of the other options from the menu, it's right there and you click and it installs it for you.
Yep.
I'll have to make some copies of that for our office too in case someone comes by.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to redesign the Soundbites page, but hey, it was Thanksgiving and I was with my family and the heck with everybody else.
You know, we want to continue on. Steve, you got to make some Mac recommendations.
Well, it's interesting because I was trying to think of something specific and there's just so much.
Yes.
So one of the things I like is anything out of the ThinkGeek catalog or anything out of the Extreme Geek catalog is really good.
I hand those to my wife every year. This is
my
shopping list.
I got an Extreme Geek catalog in the mail and before I even got home from work, my son had gone through it and circled 1,000 things.
Yeah, right.
I want this. I need a working trebuchet. I just do. The USB missile.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, USB missile launcher that makes noises.
Oh, yeah.
Or I found this one for Chris. It's a T-shirt with a speaker built into it.
All
so,
right.
So you can make sound effects as you're walking down the road. Everyone can have their own musical theme.
There's one with an equalizer.
Yep.
The thing, and it actually works.
It works,
A spectrum analyzer.
Spectrum analyzer.
And there's one with a Wi-Fi finder, so every time you walk by a Wi-Fi spot, a light comes on.
It actually,
really, really cool stuff.
I thought that was a bullseye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those little helicopters.
Bummer of a birthmark, Phil.
Fly that around the shop.
Have you seen the micro ones now?
Yes, that's what Dan's got.
Yeah.
Well, he's got one.
It's like
says
the size of a quarter?
I have to be entirely honest.
I can't make them.
I have one. And I can't make it work to save my life. I can flip it over on his back in about a hot second. Well, that's pretty much all. That's my trick.
No, get your daughter to do it. She can probably show you how.
We got one for Christmas last year, and my son immediately took it outside and got it caught in a tree. No, it's an indoor toy. But now there's a new feature in them this year now, because normally you hit the throttle and they smack against the ceiling and stay there. Now they have a sensor in them, so when they hit the ceiling, the throttle backs off so it won't keep smacking against the ceiling.
Oh, I need that one.
That'd be cool.
I can't control where it's going, but it goes up and down really cool.
I can really only do two things with my little mini helicopter. One is flip it over on its back, and two, make it a really cool cat toy.
Oh, those are good.
So I can skitter it along the floor pretty good.
Yep.
I can't get it up in the air well, but I can skitter it along the floor, and my cats love that.
My grandson's got one of those little miniature cars. He comes over and says, watch, Grandpa, and sits there. And he's sitting there working the dials, and he's got it going around our whole house.
Yep.
He had to go into the den, into the hallway, back into the kitchen, and he was looping around there.
There's a couple of them that have...
When you tried it, all you could do was hit a chair.
There's a couple of them that have little
They have little lasers, an IR transmitter and a receiver, so you can they come in pairs and you can shoot each other down. And when you get shot, the tail rotor starts it spinning around and it loses altitude.
Nice.
Next thing is the smoke pouring out of it.
That'll be next.
Yep.
That's funny.
Toys are cool.
And again, for stocking stuffers, USB thumb drives.
Yep.
Nobody doesn't want a USB thumb drive.
But stay away from the U3s. Don't get a U3.
But you know what?
Right.
The other thing, though, in that vein, what I would recommend, if you're worried about your data, though, look into the ones that hold the SD cards.
Yep.
Yeah, because some of the flash drives have a slot to put a card in to expand the capacity.
And I use these SD cards.
Yep.
If we had the camera,
well,
I could show you.
I showed you, right.
Well, yeah. The camera's behind you now.
And it's a jump drive, but the reason I suggest the SD card is because that's lockable.
Right.
The average thumb drives that you carry around, you know, these thin ones, there's no locking mechanism on.
Right. Most of them have no lock.
You have to search hard to find one with a lock on it.
But, I mean, you can get this with the card. I think I got this with the 4-gig card, and I want to say it was maybe $25.
Yeah.
It's lockable, 4 gig of memory, USB jump drive, and it holds a ton of stuff. I can carry all the utilities I need here on this little jump drive and still have room.
On the other hand, I got one of these simply because it was 8 gig.
And how tiny they are now, yeah.
Did you see the new ones?
Infinitesimal.
Yeah, did you see the connector is bigger
than the RAM card in the box.
There is a website, though, one of the jump drives looks like a frayed network cable.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, we talked about some of those last week.
They're coming in all shapes, sizes, and everything else. One looks like a thumb drive, and you pull the cap off the tip of the thumb.
Right.
And plug it in, and it looks like a thumb sticking into the USB drive.
A bloody thumb, yeah. There's a bunch of fruits, so you can, you know, corn and peaches and whatever.
Right. There's all kinds. A nice thumb drive, 1 gig or higher, would be a lovely gift.
An easy way to just sit there and back up your photos or your documents,
right.
Please.
If you're going to do photos, 1 gig may not be enough.
No, but perhaps a package of blank optical discs, DVD or CD.
Perfect. If you've got a burner in your machine, and most people do these days, a nice 25-pack or 50-pack or 100-pack of...
They have a Chinook.
Name brand, please.
They have an RC Chinook.
Nice.
Dual rotors. Only $30.
Well, we know what Steve needs for Christmas.
But those are the kind of things that, you know, they don't have to be terribly expensive things. They can be stocking stuffers. And like I said, you go online to ThinkGeek or any one of 100 places, you can find odd-looking things, interesting-looking things, stuff that looks like little race cars and stuff.
Did anybody hear any reports on how...
An 18-inch voice command Dalek. $180.
I have to have that.
I didn't hear any reports, though, on how they said the shopping went, though. Whether
3% higher than last year.
Oh, really?
So only it did turn 3%?
Take that, doomsayers.
Yeah, but they had to start at 3 in the morning to do that.
Well, yeah. But still, now, 3% is a lot.
Since I work in a retail store, I feel sorry for the employees that have to show up at 2 a.m. to get the store ready to open.
Yeah. I mean,
the people at that, I've only ever been out once. standing in line at 4:30 in the morning.
Still out.
That's one more than me.
Well, still out a lot.
Might as well stay up.
Yeah. Right. And the people are not polite. They are not polite people. You would think they, you know, we're all in this together and we're all here to get stuff. They're nasty, evil, malicious, malign creatures.
As shown by the guy that got trampled to death.
To death.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah.
They get brutal. It's almost like, it's like the wrong people get up too early. That, you know, they're the types that get up and they're just snarly bad. You know, nasty. You know, you say hello. You know, it's like, go back to bed.
Life's too short for that.
Life's too short.
I'm sorry. No. There has never been anything in my life.
I don't think I have ever in my life been out on Black Friday. I cannot remember ever having been out on Black Friday.
Well, not even
I didn't even want to drive by the mall.
I did it one year specifically for Radio Shack was having a sale on a little portable DVD player. And this was years ago. My daughter was maybe 10, 11, whatever it was. And we were in January or early February, rather, flying to Phoenix to visit my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, whatever it is, 100,000 hours on a plane, whatever that is. I love to fly, so I always underestimate. And then, you know, whatever we were doing there, there aren't any other kids, whatever, whatever. Let's bring her a bunch of videos and get her a portable video player. And this one was only like $40. For a nice one, it was a $150 one. It was a loss leader, clearly.
Okay.
So I get in line. I get there. It's 4:30. The doors are going to open at 6. I got there about 5. And there were maybe 8 people in line. And we were chit-chatting around. I couldn't have been there 5 minutes. I turn around. There's 200 people behind me.
Just that fast.
I just got there in time. And there's one lady way in the back. Not 10 minutes after she gets there, she starts screaming at the top of her lungs, "What the is going on? Why aren't they letting us in?" This went on for an entire 45 minutes easily. And finally, the guy comes to the door, and he just wants to say, "We've got plenty of these. Please line up single file. We'll let you in." This is, you know, he just wants to get everything organized.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman starts screaming at him, and then he's reminding us the deal is one per customer. And she's going, "Bad, I'm not going to buy. I'm here for, I got, you know, 50 people to buy." Okay. So we go in. She barrels past everybody. She's like a hockey player body checking everyone. Grabs 3 or 4 of them, goes up to the front.
Roller derby queen.
Yeah, yeah. Goes up to the front. Now, there's 3 cashiers. There's maybe 200 people. She's monopolizing this one guy the whole time I'm in the store waiting in line for the other 2 cashiers. And finally, I get to the front. And by that point, pretty much everybody was surly, and this woman had killed all Christmas spirit for all of us. But I, you know, I'm congenitally pleasant. I think it's a defect in my character. But I was very nice to the guy, and I said, "How are you?" Blah blah blah. We chit chatted a little. He said, "Hey, I know you. You're the computer." Yeah. So we're chit chatting along, and he said, "Is there anything else you want?" So, and meanwhile, she's still standing there at the top of her voice. She had a voice that would have made Fran Drescher cry. At the top of her voice, "I want more of these. I've got..." Okay. So I saw, as a joke, I said, "Well, I was hoping to pick up a couple of more of these players." He looks straight over at the woman, and very loudly he says, "You can have as many as you want." So just to frost her cookies, I took a second one. Which is lucky I did, because one of the two, and I don't know which one it was, but one of the two, the screen was broken. It didn't work. It still worked as a DVD player. You know, you
for
plug it out, right, for an external thing, and I've used it for that ever since. I never bothered to bring it for $40. I don't care. But the other one worked fine, and that was fine. But it's that kind of thing that just kills the whole shopping experience for you. One person like that, screaming at the top of their lungs, being just an annoying and useless waste of air.
Bothers me. I like to do the shopping online, and I go to the malls to enjoy the atmosphere. Just the decorations, the music.
I tend to buy most of my stuff online, and then I go to the malls for stocking stuffers.
Okay.
That way, if I walk out with nothing, that's not a big deal. If I walk out with something, it's because I found exactly the right thing.
And no pressure.
And no pressure.
Mm-hmm. Don't work up a sweat.
Matter of fact, my father called the shop, and he calls Sam up and says, "Tell Dave I want to meet up with him Friday. We'll do breakfast." Well, he wanted to do breakfast over on West Henry Road. And I told Sam, goes, do you want to? I said, no, I am not going out on Black Friday. So she tells Sam and goes, oh, well, do not.
Right.
On Black Friday. Any other day, we'll meet. So I'm meeting them next week, but it's like, sorry, I don't want to go out there with the amateurs.
Well, that's exactly. That's how I felt about it, but doggone it. When we got out there, God was my co-pilot.
Yeah, but
everywhere
no, you did it. You did it smart, though. See, my dad wanted to go to breakfast early in the morning.
Yeah,
all the idiots are still out there, like you said. By going in the afternoon, the folks that got up at old dark 30, their butts dragging now because they've been up so long. They got to go home and take a nap.
And they're
so
even
it clears
more cranky
out the
than
mall,
they started out.
And you're good to go. So
and
that's a wise thing
to
do.
Quantum of Solace this week, which had opened the week before.
Yeah, we try not to go to the opening weekends.
Right. Although, oh man, the Spirit opens on Christmas Day. What are they thinking? I can't go on Christmas Day.
He's not a Christian.
Apparently not.
But a lot of times we go out to a nice Chinese dinner on Christmas Day.
Right.
Yeah. We have Chinese turkey.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's too bad. I'm looking forward to the Spirit. And that's another thing. You can always buy someone...
Spirits.
You can buy someone spirits. That's always useful. But you can buy gift cards for movies. You can buy them, gift cards for DVDs. You know, one of the things that I find as time goes on is I don't really know what everybody likes. You know? And yeah, it's the thought that counts. But even so, if I buy you a gift card, then you can buy exactly the thing you want.
The only thing that I always felt funny about that was they always know exactly how much you spent if it's a gift card.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
So I know you don't write it on the back.
I always get a gift card for like $32.18.
Yeah.
Just so they wonder what are you thinking?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's the other thing, too. A lot of these stores and all that were jumping on it because they took so much heat the last time for these gift cards in there that if you didn't spend them by a certain time frame,
gift cards expire.
Yeah, they started expiring.
Well,
the
worst ones will take, like, after, say, 90 days, they'll take 10% a month away from the card, and then eventually you owe them money.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's another way to do it, an American Express, what do they call the traveler's checks.
Right, traveler's checks.
They don't expire.
That's right.
But no, a lot of the stores, though, were getting, because that was a people's concern, and they're trying to encourage folks to get out, because that was the big thing. I mean, granted, Black Friday is always the biggest day, but it's now, from there until up to Christmas, how many more folks are going to come out to the stores? Because the folks, let's face it, that were out Black Friday were strictly out there for the deals.
Well, tomorrow, as we're recording this, is Cyber Monday. It's the day when everybody goes to work, and instead of working, they get online and buy.
Well,
that's a well-known phenomenon.
That
now.
Used to be, I think, because your work had much better internet than you did at
yeah.
home. But nowadays, most people have broadband at home now, so I guess we can still screw off at work, but we don't need to anymore.
Right. There's no point in screwing off at home because
you're home.
You can do that
you're
anytime.
Home,
right?
You can do that anytime, yeah.
One other thing, though, I got to interject here. Since we're already 3/4 of the way through the show, is encourage folks again to come to Second Life. Right now, the schedule has been so messed up, but thankfully, Wham has still got us on, and you're hearing this on Saturday during the Syracuse football game. But we are always there on Friday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's 6 o'clock SL time, which is Pacific Coast time, because that's where they're stationed. But come out and join us there. We had quite a crowd. 38 folks show up this past Friday night. And one person was from, I found out later on, because I was talking to him, was from Australia. I mean, we're getting folks from all over the world coming into Soundbites and Second Life.
It's nice.
And we're getting computer questions answered. And a lot of folks, like I say, DeHomely, he was glad that he wound up showing up. We saved him, you know, what was it, $300-$400?
Yep. And that's the kind of advice we give.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, come and join it. It's worth the exploring. It's free. So, you know, I mean, you can do something if you've already got internet access and a decent video card. Even if you don't, OnRes will run in a little bit lower resolution or not as demanding as far as the graphics.
Right.
So you can run that. But please, come and check us out and enjoy the fun. We're having a great time.
And in general, if we're in Second Life, I put up the big ear. So if you can't get into Second Life, you can still join us on the web. There's a link right off the homepage at soundbites.org. So, And that is Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. Somewhere, poor Francis, every once in a while, she's still got to be listening to this and thinking, get up off it. Move along. I wish nothing to see here.
I wish Francis would sometime call.
Yeah, I wish she would.
Or at least email us again.
Yeah, yeah.
Or join Soundbites. Second Life.
Yeah.
Join us in Second Life.
That would be cool.
Exactly. And, of course, the IRC bot is Francis. Mm-hmm. I think that's very funny. And as soon as we're back on live, we'll get the IRC bot. I'm sure we'll all be in IRC again. I'm angry with the people at Second Life again now. Thursday, I was all happy because...
Yeah, you Twittered about it.
I Twittered about it, and it worked perfectly. They've got a new alpha version of the Second Life viewer. Those of us who are using Linux, the last update killed...
Past two.
The last two updates completely killed voice for us, and most sound, as a matter of fact. But
Friday
now,
night, you sounded good.
So Friday night was fine. It does not work. Dog, Jack LaLanne's power juicer.
Yeah, he's still around. Can you
Excellent.
Believe it?
God bless him.
I guess his products work.
Apparently they do. No better spokesman than the guy who's been using them for 130 years. At any rate, sorry, I was just looking. There's a TV in the studio, and I just happened to see Jack LaLanne's
name.
There's
Jack now.
There's Jack. Sexy as ever, which to me was not at all, so that
yeah.
completely works for me. But yeah, so the Second Life viewer, the new alpha one, works great on my desktop, does not work on my laptop.
Huh?
So yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Drivers maybe for that particular
It's a different
sound
set
card?
Of drivers, yeah.
Sound card?
Yeah, so... But they're on their way, and that's what counts.
Hey, at least it's a valiant effort. Matter of fact, Gravity was thanking me that you had IM'd her, and she was anxiously going to try that out because she had been away. She went away for the holidays to her family and was going to give it a shot.
A lot more people traveled this holiday season because
gas
was lower.
Well, with the gas going down. And,
exactly.
You know, that's one thing, though. You know, I've seen a lot of it on the internet. Folks are still trying to speculate whether the prices will go right back on up, you know, as soon as the summer hits. And I'm thinking, no, I don't think so. Because the way the economy is still going, we're still in a recession. And, you know.
Well, of course, it's not us. It's the OPEC. It's the OPEC folk. They're going to put the prices wherever they want them. On the other hand, we'll just keep buying less gas.
Yeah, this was the first year you heard daycations.
That's right.
And I think folks are going to be more leery of spending their dollars in fear that the price could go back up.
Yep.
I think that scared a lot of us this year, you know, having $4 and $5 gallons of gas.
Yep.
And now it's back down to under $2 a gallon.
Except here in Western New York, of course.
No, it's you can go over to West Henrietta Road.
Right. Yeah, in Henrietta, it's 20 cents cheaper than anywhere else in town.
$1.94 at the Fast Track, which is on West Henrietta and Clockens Road. And in other places. And matter of fact, didn't they just pass a bill that it's supposed
trying.
To equalize it? I thought they did pass it. And it's got a
zone,
few days.
What do they call it?
Zone pricing.
Zone pricing, yeah. Why is gas 20 cents more in Fairport and Penfield than it is in Henrietta and Greece?
Yeah.
Because the trucks have to go farther off the thruway?
Yeah, right.
No, they all come from the same place by the airport.
Yeah.
That's where the tankers all drop most of their stuff,
right.
And then the pipelines come in there, and that's where it's all coming from. The fuel farm is right there by the airport.
There is an E85 station in Fairport that I can use with my Dodge because it's a flex fuel vehicle, and that's always consistently been $1 a gallon cheaper than gasoline. Of course, you get lower mileage, but...
Well, and you're burning corn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, burning food for fuel.
Well, that's what was the other thing? The jet fuel made out of soy plankton or something?
Yeah, only my daughter thinks of soy as food. So
So that's okay.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Unless it's in a nice sauce.
Hey, have you guys heard of Better Place? There's this guy who is trying to revolutionize the electric vehicle industry. And here's the way it works. You buy the car, but you lease the battery. And here's why. Yeah, let's take a scenario. Let's take a scenario. I'm at work and I'm, you know, figuring out, and it comes with a GPS so it knows how far you're going and everything else. I'm at work and I figure, all right, how much more charge do I have? Well, you can get home and maybe do a couple of errands, but then you're going to have to charge it up overnight. Okay, I can handle that. Then all of a sudden my wife calls up I'm in Leroy. We've been invited to supper with Dad. Well, honey, if I had a real car, you know, with gas, I could fill it up and go. But I've got this battery. Now I got to charge it up. That takes 8 hours.
Dad, we got to take the Harley.
We're going to take the Harley.
Ooh.
All right. With this thing, because you only lease the battery, you go find the nearest better place station. And, of course, you got the built-in GPS, which will tell you where it is. You go there and pull in. The robot, underneath the little machine underneath, drops out the battery and puts in it a charged one. Poof, you're on your way. It's like filling your tank. 5 minutes, you're on your way. You got now a full charge. Brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brilliant, because you don't own the battery. You only lease it. You own the car, so you buy whatever car you want.
Much like the tank for your propane on your grill.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, nobody's attached to the propane tank.
They're also.
I'll tell you why else that makes sense, because all these folks that are driving hybrids now, they bought that car. Wait until they get the bill for replacing that set of batteries. They're in for sticker shock. Incredible.
Yep. Well, that's why Tesla, the Tesla Motor Company, you need a Tesla.
I need a Tesla.
I need a Tesla.
Well,
the first Teslas are, what, just over $100,000?
Yeah.
Oh, take two.
But the, well, you know, what was it? Jason Calacanis was talking about that, because they only run about 250 miles on a charge, so he needs a second one. And he's, oh my God, that sounds so pretentious. I'm sorry.
Well, they just had a commercial, though. There's another brand of car that's coming out. They call it the FTE, Fuel to Energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This whole concept of trying to find different ways to get fuel and convert it, you know, different types of fuel to get it to do energy for cars and other things that we use in our normal life.
Right.
Yep.
But I think that's a brilliant idea, this better place. They're talking to these folks in Hawaii because everything is expensive in Hawaii. They're talking to them in Sweden, in Australia, and now the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right, and a lot of places in California, and it'll filter its way across, parking lots are putting electrical outlets.
Yep.
So while you drive to the store, you're there for an hour or so, you plug in and top off your battery. That's what they were saying about the Tesla, is that first generation is a super roadster, you know, 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, something like that. But the next generation that all the seed money is generating, next year they're going to have a sedan for $60,000. The year after that, they'll have a coupe for $30,000.
Right.
So it's just the progressive and the battery pack. I watch Top Gear too much. Sorry, a coupe.
This is America. It's a coupe.
And you pronounce it Jaguar too.
Jaguar. Yep. Yeah, you have to pronounce the U's. Yep. And it's a saloon, not a sedan. So I missed that. It's a saloon in Britain.
Right.
A 4-door saloon.
Well,
car.
What do they know?
Yeah. So it's the progressive.
Just kidding.
Yep. Progressive technology, and the battery pack drops out because in 2 or 3 years we're going to have better batteries. So you put in your new battery pack in.
But this guy for Better Place, there's a whole thing in Wired Magazine, and apparently they're making it work now. It's going to be a pretty interesting deal.
Well, it makes perfect sense, because look at your laptop battery. That's $130 to $170 average there.
Yep. And wouldn't it be great if you
could
just...
Imagine what it is to replace the battery in a car.
Wouldn't it be great if you could... And in a laptop, okay, a battery lasts a year or two. But in a car, it still lasts that long, but you have to recharge it. And the exact scenario that I just said, oh, dang, I'd love to go out to have dinner with my father-in-law, but I got no charge. Yeah. Now I can just go in, drop the battery.
Although that could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Honey, I'd love to.
I like my father-in-law. What am I going to do? I like him. It's a rich, fertile comic field lying fallow now.
I mean some of the other incidences.
Well, yes.
She wants to drag you out. Oh, come out. I need you to take a look at this. You know,
we need to go out on Black Friday shopping.
Yeah. One of the weird things about electric cars is they make virtually no noise.
Yeah.
So a lot of the cars, in fact Jason, on a podcast I was listening to, he's getting his hacked to make vroom vroom noises.
Yeah, you got
it. Well, so pedestrians hear them.
Stop, look, and listen. Yeah.
The deaf community or the blind community, I should say, but the blind
lights.
Community is having a big trouble with that, because they're going to cross the streets and they can't hear the cars.
Yep. Right.
And then the other big concern is the search and rescue community, that say you're in a car accident and they have to cut your car open. They don't want to be cutting into the batteries.
Right.
So that's,
or even the lines.
Yeah. So there's issues on the other side of that too. But it's interesting. I've always felt the electric cars, they're nice. They're no pollution. But now we're going to need more power plants, more polluting power plants to make the electricity.
Well, it depends on what you do with the power plant.
Right.
It depends on how you do the power
plant. And if we centralize our pollution production, instead of decentralized now with a million cars polluting, we'll just have one power plant polluting.
Right. Everything's a trade-off. There's no perfect solution.
Yep.
Right.
Solar power satellites. Yeah. Larry Niven, Fallen Angels. Yes. Great, great book.
Great book.
One thing, though, I would like to mention to folks, though, is because didn't have any this week, really, is any questions. If you have any questions, please go to the Soundbites webpage and leave your questions there.
And we will. And if you have suggestions for Christmas gifts,
yes,
send them along.
Start sending them along. I'll start printing them off because this week we literally, well, because of the holidays, so we didn't have any questions to print off and come and do it. So if you want your question answered and you don't like calling in, it's a perfect opportunity to jot down your question and we'll read it on the air and get it answered and you can hear it the following week. Plus, I also, once we've answered it, I also type it in and then send our reply just in case you didn't catch the show because it is kind of a weird schedule that we're on. But please send us your questions there at the Soundbites webpage if you have any. This way, like I said, if you're embarrassed to get on the air, it's one way around it. And your Christmas comments. Really like to hear some
ideas. Yeah, I'd like to know what
ideas.
You folks think you'd like to have for Christmas. I don't know that you can use us as Santa, you know. Dear Santa, I'd like my name is and my wife should be listening right now.
Although two of us look like him.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll grow my beard out. We should all grow our beards out for Christmas.
Well, I don't know.
You guys cut yours off. We'll grow ours out.
There's a place in town where Nick and I are known as the Beards.
I'll never forget that. The year you did cut yours off for a commercial.
I did.
Yes. And you looked weird.
I do. I look weird without a beard.
Yes.
I do.
It's like, what was it? For a golfing commercial, I think you did.
Yes, I did.
You were wearing knickers and all that?
Yep. And yes. And I actually found my wedding picture.
Ooh.
It's, don't go looking back at your wedding pictures. That's just a tip from me. Yours is only 2 years old. You're
right.
Fine. But
I was a lot hairier in my wedding picture.
Yeah. I was a lot less hairy in my wedding picture. But
yours is just moved, right?
What?
Yours is moved down?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for noticing. Yes. I've always had a more Klingon forehead.
You're right.
Then, yes.
Kapla. You just need to
gravity.
Have some of those artificial ridges.
The ridges, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a stick a turtle on my head, I suppose.
Whatever it takes.
But yeah, we'd love to hear all that stuff, and we'd love to know what you think. This is the whole point of this of Soundbites is to help you with the things you need and to let you have a voice in the community on in terms of computer stuff. So without you folks helping us out, we got nothing. So
I mean, we can rant on and on and on about what we want to talk about, but
and of course for Christmas, don't forget the Jack LaLanne Power Juicer.
And if you're going to give somebody a USB flash drive, why not put openoffice.org on it?
Yep.
Exactly right. Fill it up with all that stuff. All right. That brings us to the end of another broadcast. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, the mighty Chris Reich, who gives us of his time and his talent for, we don't know why, we're waiting for the bill. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm Nick Francesco. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Join us in Second Life. And that's it for another edition of the greatest computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.